Hello, Spooksville fans. It is time for another behind-the-scenes podcast, Common Scary. And this is for episode... this is for episode... what's the... What episode? Oh, the Gnome Alone. This is for Gnome Alone. And so today, our very special guests are Katie Douglas, who plays Sally.
Hi.
Can you say hi? And a very special guest for the first time, we have a writer on the show. This is the great Mitch Watson.
Hi.
Mitch, you may know from such Spooksville episodes as Critical Care, the infamous tonsil episode, and this episode and an upcoming one that I will not mention called, all I can say is it's called Oh Monster, My Monster. Mm-hmm. And he is also the brain behind such excellent shows as Beware the Batman.
Yes.
Producer and writer. And Scooby-Doo, Mystery Inc., much beloved, and a fantastic, probably the best version of the show. And Talking the Power of Juju. Oh, so many shows, Mitch. How do you do it all?
You know, it's very... I'm spread very, very thin, Jim, but I will always be there for good people and friends like you.
Thank you.
Whenever
thank
they,
you very much.
They call. Whenever you call upon me, Jim, you know I will be there for you.
I rely on that. You're on the other end of that red phone like Batman.
Yes.
Okay, so just so the folks at home know, I'm in the basement of a hotel in Washington, D.C., and we're doing this. We're flying by the seat of our pants like a ragtag group of misfits
who are
just scrappily getting by. And so what we're going to do is when I count down, does everybody have their screen up?
I wasn't supposed to start it yet?
No. I'm starting now. Can you roll back to the beginning?
Jim, yeah, I rolled it back to the beginning. Hold on. Okay, yeah, I'm good.
We are very professional. Okay, go back to the beginning.
I'm there.
And you're there, Katie?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, play, and we'll all press play at the same time and see if it works. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay.
Okay, so if you at home, you should be looking at that TV PG screen now. And okay, and if this is working, you'll see Bill and Dodie leaving the house and giving Sally some last minute tips.
Working for me.
Bill and Dodie are named after my parents, Bill and Dodo, by the way, who are not quite as silly as these two. But these actors, I think, do a fantastic job.
Yeah, I love working with these guys because they're funny on screen and off screen.
Jimmy, can you tell any history to the people listening?
You
of
should know
exactly
that this
where
house
you're shooting this?
Is actually where our executive producer, the brilliant Jane Starts, lived with her husband. And we shot this here, and we shot the debt collector one here. And I didn't really know what Sally's parents should be like until I visited the set. And the house has a actual gingerbread Hansel and Gretel cottage built in it, and it has topiary animals, as you should be able to see. I don't know if the topiary animals show up in this, but as soon as I saw the house, I knew exactly who that family was.
Yep.
And and here are our opening credits.
Yeah.
And directed by James Head, who's excellent. He did some of our best episodes. He was at supposed to be on the episode today, but is, as we speak, trapped in traffic in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch was kind enough to step in. You know why, Mitch? Because people want to hear what writers have to say.
Of course they do. And I'm doing such a good job at showing them right now. I'm trying to think of, well, we haven't gotten this. How long did we have to do this one, Jim? It was written and we broke the story and like wrote it in a week, right? Something like that.
Yes, it was done very quickly. And it didn't, we had great advice from Ted Biaselli and Donna Ebbs at the network. who didn't like my idea. I think that it might have been too expensive, but what I wanted was I wanted the gnomes to be actually be the gnome, the outer shell of the gnome, to be like a spacesuit, and that like at some point in the episode, Katie would take off like the head of a gnome, and
yeah,
then you'd cut to someone, you know, an actual actor in a gnome like spacesuit whose head comes off, and the reason they wear them, they're like little exoskeletons.
Right, that was one of the original idea,
and everyone hated that. Oh, remember, also the gnomes used to talk.
Yeah, well, no, there was. I know that there was a one, the king gnome, which she just broke right there, and now she's hiding. That gnome originally came alive at the end when they were all the. Well, I don't want to give away the ending, but
no. My assumption is that kids across the world first will watch the episode and then later watch it with our very interesting commentary.
Oh, well, then
you can spoil away.
I can spoil stuff. Well, then here, and Katie, I don't even know if you know this, that this show originally had the other guys in it pretty much almost all the way through. And then very late in the game, like 2 days before I think you guys started shooting it, they said, no, we can't do that.
It was James. I remember I was on vacation once again with my family in like – Arrowhead,
see,
and he called and said,
you, Jim,
be
yes,
so
I
much
never
better
take
if you guys were not in this episode. Yeah. This is the second vacation we've taken since then. No, and he said, yeah, it would be easier if it was just us following Katie around. And so the guys don't come until later. But you're right. There was a – because all this action had to happen with the gnomes, plus they were talking the whole time. So
it also happened at night as well. And as you can see, it's daytime here. So all that had to be ultimately changed. Yeah, I remember that. They called up and said, we don't want the boys to come in until the end of the second act. And we're like, what? What are we going to be doing the whole time? And then the
boys, I like it like that.
And then yes.
Oh, so, I tell you now, the Katie fans are going to go bananas for this. They were really there was we had a Katie Light episode a couple ago. They were like, uh-uh. So this yeah. is like to pay them back. This is I do remember this piece of trivia. This is, I don't want to say a ripoff. I want to say homage, which is fancy writer talk for a ripoff.
Yeah.
Of two stories. One is The Invaders. It's a Twilight Zone episode written by Richard Matheson. And it's also a little bit like the Trilogy of Terror sequence with the Zuni fetish doll. You kids should Google all this stuff and watch it all on Netflix or Hulu or wherever you can find it. And that, ironically, also written by Richard Matheson, who died on the day we pitched this to the network.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence?
I don't think so.
I think not.
Yeah.
I do think it is total coincidence.
I have to say, in this episode, I did the most running around than any other episode.
We know what else I noticed, Katie, is this is the only episode that you get to wear those fuzzy bunny slippers.
I know!
In every other episode, Mitch, you may not know this as a writer, but she's in ridiculous high platform sneakers that are probably five inches tall.
To make you taller?
Yep, I'm very tiny.
But, wow. Oh, okay, so no, this is a commercial, and if you're watching at home, you're supposed to pause the commentary until the commercial's over, and now it's over, and you can listen to us again. But what if you had to run around this house in those shoes? It would have been deadly dangerous.
And it's good because the boys weren't in it, so there wasn't any, like, height comparison either. So it looked like I was normal height.
Yeah, the boys didn't have to act in a trench, and Katie did not have to act on an apple box.
Seriously, you guys usually put them in a trench so that everybody sort of appears to be the same height.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's a box.
I'm normally standing on a box and in heels,
that
but not
like
this
so
time.
If you watch a lot of old shows are like that. If you watch Get Smart, 99, the girl is actually taller than Max, but it varies from shot to shot, depending on how big a box they stick.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know they do that in movies a lot. Like the guy who plays Thor in all the new movies and the guy who plays Captain America, both of them are like 5'2". They're tiny little people.
I don't believe you, but I wish that was true.
Yeah.
Sally's going to kick some butt now.
Yeah.
Boy, there are a lot of gimmicks in this. Was this, now, Katie, was this fun for you, or was this, like, just a hassle where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm in the next shot, too?
Oh, my gosh. This was the most fun because I had to have I got to get a break from those boys for once. And the boys were sitting up there like, oh, why is she working? Why not? I had so much fun with this.
So do you get along with those two guys pretty well, or you hate them? Do you hate them, Katie?
Oh, no. Not at all. I mean, when I first met them, I thought I would hate them. Mm-hmm. But it was the complete opposite. We got along immediately so well, and I've definitely made some lifelong friends, I think. I'm glad I got to work with these guys.
You think so? So you think these are guys who are going to be – I'm trying to figure out how to move my camera around best right now because it's just I'm doing this on my laptop. So you think these guys are going to be lifelong friends because, you know, that doesn't work that way, right? You know that it eventually it's just – a year from now, they won't even have your phone number or your name.
Yeah, I hope they hear this right now.
First of all, a year from now, we'll still be in production.
That's right, we
and
will.
Secondly, yeah. No, they're shockingly nice kids. What my fear was that they were going to get like because the kids are great, and I thought they'd be plucked out of semi obscurity and into fame, and then it would be like they'd just low hand out. That it would just be like just crazy Hollywood parties constantly. And then I went visited them up there and there is nowhere to go. Like there is no club, you know, for them to become Lindsay Lohan in. So it looked way more like camp. These are like camp friends for them, I think.
Mm-hmm. How long do you guys actually during the year, how many months does it take to shoot? What did you do? How many did you do, Jim? 22?
We did 22, bitch. I'm 22.
How many months did that take?
We took us about 5 or 6 months of filming.
Of like 5 day or 6 day weeks?
4 day weeks.
4 day weeks.
Oh wait, no. 5 day week. 5 day. Yeah, 5 day weeks, and then we shot an episode within 4 days.
And did you guys have? Was this during this?
There are a couple episodes where we did. Them in 3 days, I think. But this was not one.
Oh, look, there's the one. That's the shot with all the with all the gnomes.
Let me just say, I will never look at a garden gnome the same way again in my life.
Jane Starks told me that like a week before shooting, she was going yard sailing in Cowichan Bay and found like half of these lawn gnomes and there was like a run on them. Like every yard sale had them and she was like going around and buying a ton of them, but it must've like gotten out that like someone is raiding all the lawn gnomes, but she got them all.
It was Spooksville.
Mm-hmm. It was very spooky that people were just happened to be selling a lot of stuff.
Gaggle.
I wish I took one as a souvenir. I like them.
Oh, gaggle. So our brilliant production designer, Tank, every piece of printed material, like your posters behind you for Miskatonic Tanning Salon, all have like real writing on them. And so there's a fake Google becomes Gaggle and the newspaper is full of actual newspaper stories. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, this is that crazy. And that's right. I remember this whole Gaggle thing because Jane. I think it's because Jane wanted there to be like real lore about the gnomes, as I remember.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do I remember that correctly? Yeah.
I believe there is real gnome information in here.
There is, yeah. There's real the gnome lore about that they're there to protect the garden and everything like that and keep out people.
And what you don't know is that they are watching you kids.
They are. That's
the gnome in the shop.
That's the horrible secret that people are, they just don't want to admit, is that those things are real.
They are.
They do come alive at night.
I mean, just watch the episode.
We had this, at one point, we talked about, like, bringing in the animals, like when people put deer on their lawn and, like, other lawn ornaments, and we decided that was just wrong. It was saying more metaphors.
Yeah.
What are people going to think when they see this? I can't imagine. It's crazy.
I loved reading this script, though. Probably one of my favorites.
Thank you.
besides tonsil ones.
Thank you. Yes, the tonsil one was not that we're supposed to be talking about other ones, but the tonsil one was part of that whole idea of the woman losing her skin in a tanning bed because
we're losing you.
All came out when Jim and I were actually pitching that in the room to the executives, because I think we had another idea that they nixed and we sort of pulled that one out of nowhere. And I just assumed that they would just say, that's insane. What? She has no skin, her skin falls apart because she gets in da da da. And then they weren't, that's awesome. Do it. And I was, that's when I knew I was working on the right show.
It is awesome. It's very original.
Okay. Now
it happens though.
Here comes the butt kicking.
Oh yeah.
This is the funnest part to film. The boys are on set watching me.
I think I'm out of sync with your video. What are you guys seeing now?
There's the tube coming down. She's dumping gnomes out through the, looks like duct. And now she just put a net over one and she's taking some more out.
Scene where I'm putting the gnomes down the tube, I actually scratched like really badly all up my arm and I had to go get a hepatitis shot. It was awesome.
Ooh. Why hepatitis? I wonder.
Did you really tell a true story?
Where'd that metal been?
I have no idea. I'm really clumsy, so I always hurt myself. Katie hurt herself again. Send her to the hospital. Get her a needle.
I think we also had, there was a leaf blower, wasn't there, Jim, at one point, but they couldn't do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She, Katie was going to blow the gnomes out of the building with a leaf blower. And I destroy the house. The house, by the way, is also owned by the same people. They own the candy shop in town, the Christmas shop, and the candy shop.
Jim, do you remember there was a whole bunch of scenes with the boys where they were watching TV at somebody's house?
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to still do that. I think we have I think that'll be in your, God willing, in your episode.
So those were funny scenes, too, but they all got cut.
Oh, and here's the boys.
Did anybody get the Kingslayer reference, by the way?
Nope, I'm not.
Oh.
Where's it from?
Game of Thrones.
I just started watching it. I'll get it soon enough.
Mm-hmm. It's a big part.
Right, are we still recording?
Are we? Yeah.
I turned off the video because I think there's no bandwidth here. I'm just going to keep talking. Like I am while watching it.
All right. So you don't know what's going on, Jim?
No, I have no idea. And I can't see Katie either. But hey, tell me, so what is going on in this? And okay, is it great? So
we're right at the part where they're throwing vegetables at the window. And this was actually the crew members throwing rotten garbage at the windows.
Really?
They stood there for 2 hours.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. They had fun doing it.
I'm sure they did.
Good arm.
Oh, wow. So now we get to see your true height, huh? Next to the two of them?
Oh, good stuff.
Yep. Well, okay. I'm squatting a little bit, but I'm just about there, just about to their shoulders. I'm exactly 5 feet at the moment.
At the moment.
Yep. You don't know. It could take a shrink. It could grow.
No, you'll get, I would imagine. How old are you?
I'm 15.
You'll get bigger.
I hope so.
I would think so. And you know what? With the way modern science is nowadays, chances are they can help you out with that. They can
super soldier serum.
Yeah, or put a couple extra vertebrae in your back or
King Captain America. Just give me one of those things.
Exactly.
That's what I need. Oh, this was fun. I remember. And they're holding the doors shut. Everyone's getting their fingers stuck.
I think in one version of the script, we had them being pulled out through the window. The gnomes smashed the window and then dragged them out.
I love it.
Yes, this.
Okay, this, I couldn't stop laughing. The boys were being so funny in the scene. Even just watching it, I was giggling to myself.
So now this is the only part that you guys actually got to shoot at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 3 o'clock in the morning and we were all very tired.
I bet. Did you have, so now if you guys were going for 6 months throughout the whole season, then you had teachers there at some point doing all that?
Yeah, Nick and I, every day we had a teacher up until a summer break and we had to write our exams and everything, and that was interesting.
It's got to be tough.
Yeah, it was just like, all right, cut, kids go to school.
Mm-hmm. Kids go to school.
I was very happy to graduate, though. And then I could just focus all on
school. From high school?
No, just from grade 9. This is my
grade 9
year. Yeah. Lots of fun.
So now up there in Canada, it pretty much, it snows like 10 months out of the year, right? And you guys have, there's like moose everywhere. That's what I've been told about Canada. That's all
moose
I know.
Moose parts in Canada. I'm in Ontario, and there's unfortunately no moose here, but there's a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pet polar bear, and I live in an igloo. And I just, well, I've seen.
Okay, so it is exactly what I've been told. That's what I figured.
Exactly.
Well, there he is. Yes. Yeah, see, now this king in the original script, that was where the king comes alive and begins talking and says that you are not the king slayer, that you are a friend. And there was this whole, and I can't remember this. Is this whole storyline about your mother being an awful gardener still in this?
I think she just really likes her garden gnomes, and just because it's right. They're all cursed.
See all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes before it ever gets to you guys.
Yeah, the last one didn't.
It's Jim and I writing 24 hours a day for a week.
Well, it pays off. I love the stories.
Thank you.
You wouldn't got to mess up the kitchen like this. This was actually filmed in the day. Those are just curtains over the windows.
And was that, those are, I'm assuming that that's the actual house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we trashed it.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me, but I think I'm back.
Oh, is Jim's back.
Hi, Jim.
I'm not really needed, am I? Is the episode over?
Not quite. We're just at the part when her parents come back and she's in the front yard.
Oh, that's a cute ending. Good job, Mitch.
I don't remember. I know there was a couple of different versions. Oh, that's right. There was a whole. Oh, that's right. I remember that ending.
And it was there the towel cream. It's the Home Alone ending with the screaming in the face. It's over, isn't it?
There's a whole cow creamer runner that fell out.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I thought the cow creamer.
I would like to apologize for the audience listening at home. If anyone stuck with us to the end, I'm shocked. And you are an awesome Spooksvillian for sticking with us. Amazing.
Spooksvillian, I like that.
Well, excellent job, you two. I just thought it was fantastic. I loved the episode.
Mitch, once again, you a top shelf Spooksville episode. Katie, it was a tour de force. You should be so proud of yourself. It's so awesome. I think it is one of the most bananas episodes anyone's likely to see.
Well, couldn't happen.
And thank you guys for vamping your way through this podcast. Well, I can probably.
Thanks again for getting. Yeah,
and Guy, thank you once again. I'd like to thank Guy Hutchinson. thank you for being available last, and also thank you to David Doss for the music and to Kevin Gemser for the art that's on the page and. Tune in next week for.
He's gone again.
And he's gone. Tune in next week for more podcasts.
Yes. Bye. Thank you for having me.